Hello, everyone. This is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today on Choices as we discuss the subject of no isn't a dirty word. It's important to learn to say no when you want to say no. And so many of us agree to do things we really don't want to do because we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. And if you're allowing others to use up your precious time because you haven't learned to say no, well, today's the day to listen in because we're going to talk about why we don't say no and how we can do it in a tactful way to get people to understand that this is the best thing for them and for us. You see, you shouldn't say yes whenever you want to say no. You shouldn't say yes because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. You don't want to explain why you want to say no. You don't want to say yes because you don't want to say anything that the other person might interpret as negative. You don't want to say yes because you feel obligated to spend time with the person. You know, other people try to make us feel guilty. They try to get us to do things. They try to manipulate us. And it's really worthwhile to say no when you mean no, because that's going to benefit the other person as well as yourself. The most considerate and thoughtful thing you can do for others is to spend time with them because you want to spend time with them, or loan them that money that they're asking for because you want to loan them that money, not because you feel sorry for them or because you feel obligated. Perhaps your personal relationships aren't going to do so well building them on some sort of pity. It's just not good. You want to do things from your point of view. Let's think about this. Would you want the other person to spend time with you because they feel guilty or because they feel obligated? No, I don't think so. I don't want people to spend time with me because they feel obligated to. I want people to want to be with me, and I'm sure that that's it with you as well. So saying no is going to save you time. It's going to save you energy. And, you know, how many times have we done this? The person asks us to do something, and we think, well, it's only one evening or it's only one lunchtime. Well, there's only 7 days in a week, and if you take up one evening or one lunchtime doing something that you don't want to do, that's a seventh of your life right there. You're using up time that you should be doing something that you won't do. And the same thing when people ask to borrow money, for goodness sakes, I cannot believe. I recently had another speaker call me up and he said, could I borrow $1,500? And I said, no. And he said, well, why not? Now, see, here's the thing. You shouldn't have to explain to someone why you're not going to loan them money. I mean, the answer is no. I didn't even know this person that well. And he calls me up, can I borrow $1,500? No. Well, why not? I said, well, because I don't want to loan you $1,500. Well, he said, it's really, really important. You're my last resort. I said, I'm sorry. I am not going to loan you $1,500. He said, but I have to pay my American Express bill. And if I don't pay my American Express bill, I'm not going to be able to continue to travel. And that's how I make my livelihood. Well, what do you think somebody thought of that up ahead of time? I would, and certainly not calling up somebody we don't know very well and asking them to help us pay our American Express bill. I have to pay my own American Express bill. So I said, no, I'm not going to loan you the money. And then he persisted. Well, I really need it. Please, please, why won't you loan me the money? I said, look, here's the deal. You know, if I loan you the money and you don't pay it back, I'm going to be really upset, and I'm not going to like you at all. And I'll be out $1,500. If I don't loan you the money, you're not going to like me, but I'll still have my $1,500. So we have to get real clear on what's right for us, whether it's loaning people money or whether it's spending time with them. I think it's very, very important for us to realize that saying no and saying it directly is a courtesy to other people. A no wrapped up in some temporary yes is going to come up like indirect or confusing, or if you say, I'll think about it, or I'll see what I can do, or I'll ask somebody else, that's not even a yes. It's just wishy-washy. We have to learn to say what it is that we believe to be right for us. Your personal integrity and your work don't depend on pleasing everybody else. You have to learn to please yourself. And strange as it may seem, sometimes we don't say no when we want to, because that kind of direct and open communication might open up doors to closeness with another person. If you spend obligation time with someone, it's easy to build up a wall of resentment between the two of you. And some of the most significant and satisfying moments in our relationships can actually occur when you give a thoughtful, when you give a considerate, but a definite no. You have to learn to say no because learning how to say no when you want to say no will help you increase your self-respect, increase your confidence about relying on your own standards and decisions. It will increase your comfort and confidence in pleasing yourself. It will increase your comfort about meeting your own needs. It will increase your understanding that your worth doesn't depend on other people's judgment. It will increase your recognition that you are not responsible for anyone else's feelings. You are only responsible for your own feelings. You can't make somebody else feel good or bad. So the fact that you said no to them is not what makes them feel good or bad. So let's go through some steps. Let's pick a relationship or a type of situation where you said yes when you didn't want to, when you maybe said yes inappropriately. And let's concentrate on this developmental area first. So think about why you said yes. The second step really is to discover what your motivation was for saying yes. Were you trying to please the other person? Were you concerned that the word no might injure your relationship? Are you worried about the other person's feelings? These are things that you need to consider. Why is it that you said yes when you wanted to say no? And then, the third thing, ask yourself when this problem is likely going to recur. Is it a time when you're around family members, when you're with people at holidays? Is it a particular time of the day? You know, when does this kind of thing happen? When people ask you to do things that you don't want to do? One of the things I've discovered is that very often, I'm a professional speaker, and I belong to a group with professional speakers, and I find that a lot of up-and-coming speakers ask me to spend time with them for free. They ask me to teach them how to do things. And certainly I'm happy to teach people. But it's gotten to where it eats up all of my time. I might end up being with a different brand new speaker every single day teaching people how to make their career work. And at the same time, that damages mine because I don't have time to spend on my own career. And I had that happen to me because I just didn't know how to say no. And I do coaching. I'll teach you how to be a professional speaker, but it's what I do for a living. So to call me up and say, listen, can you come and have lunch with me and let me pick your brain? I'll buy you lunch if you'll let me pick your brain. Well, that's good if you want free lunch every single day. But I had to learn to say no. I had to learn to say, well, really and truly, I don't have a pick your brain price. I do coaching. And that's how we can say no. We can say no by saying, wow, you know, I'd really love to do that with you, and that is what I do for a living. So here's what we can do. I will be happy to lay out to you a coaching program, and in that coaching program, we can spend all the time you want discussing your career. We can even go to lunch, and you can ask me all the questions you want during lunch, but it's what I do for a living, and so therefore, the price is blah, blah, blah. And that's how you say no. Or you can say no by putting together a plan of action for preventing this the next time. See, part of the step of saying no is involving that you must prepare yourself for the occasions when somebody does walk up to you and say they have a particular request. And in terms of preparation, one of the things you may need to do is remind yourself that your worth does not depend on other people's judgments. you're going to have to tell yourself that you don't have to please everyone. You don't have to please everyone. The person you have to please is you. And if you keep saying yes, that you'll do things, and then you feel resentful about it, or you feel like they're taking up your time, and now you're starting to feel stressed, that's not good. You have to learn to make yourself feel good. You have to learn to take care of you. So you've got to learn to practice your new response. That's the next step. Get in touch with how you sound and how you feel when you say no in a skillful and thoughtful way. And practice with someone who has good judgment and isn't involved in the situation. You'll be amazed at how good you'll feel about yourself when the right words come out of your mouth because you've invested the time in practicing. And use your time in a way that enables you to say no without having to explain it to people, because you have to take care of you. And some people may choose to feel hurt no matter what you do when you say no. Taking the time to understand and accept your own standards is comforting when you run into someone who wants to make you feel guilty. There's one of the speakers in our association who constantly follows me around. I am not kidding you. If we have an event, she sits next to me. If we go to something, she really does follow me around the room, and she complains about things all the time. And then she'll say, call me, and I'll say, okay, I'll call you. And then she'll go, no, you won't. No, you won't call me. Yeah, I know you won't call me. You're not going to call me, are you? You're not going to call me. And the truth of the matter was, until she started that manipulative behavior, I really was going to call her because there were a couple things I wanted to ask her about and see if she wanted to make a little money and do. And then she started this, well, you're not going to call me. I know you're not going to call me. You're not going to call me. And I actually just had enough, and I turned around and I said, you know what? You're probably right. I shouldn't call you. I was going to talk to you about doing some things, but you're probably right. I shouldn't call you. So I'm not going to call you. You're right. I am not going to call you. And I didn't feel guilty about that because she was trying to manipulate me into feeling guilty. And I just can't do it. I'm sorry. If I say I'll call you, I'll call you. And I don't need all that manipulation sort of thing going on. You know, but sometimes it's not people who are strangers or on the periphery of being strangers like that. Sometimes it's the people that we're related to. Sometimes it's the people that we know really, really well. And so we've got to be careful because that also can be a challenge as to when and how to say no to people who are close to you. I had to learn to say no to my brother, who used to borrow money often, and then he didn't return the money. And the way I said no to him was this: today I'm going to give you the money. That you've requested the money, and I'm going to give you the money. And I don't want you to pay it back. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you the money, but don't ask to borrow any more money because it's become a habit with you, and you don't pay it back, and then I get angry. I would rather not be angry at you because I love you. So when you ask for money, if I have it and if I want to give it to you, I'm going to give it to you, but I do not loan it to you because I know it's not coming back. So be sure when you ask me for money that it's something that you really, really need, because you don't want me to stop giving to you just because I feel like you're taking all the time. And you know that stopped it. He didn't borrow any more money. He didn't ask to. I gave him the money that day. I said, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me anything from the past. But, you know, be careful what you ask me for in the future, because you may ask me one too many times. And, you know, sometimes we just have to do that. But now, if it's a parent, let's say, and they want to make you feel guilty because you don't call them, they say that you never call me, or they whine about, you never, ever call, you never, ever call. Well, take a look at that and say, what is that all about? What is it they really want? What are they really saying? In most cases, what they're really saying is, I need to have you reaffirm your love. I need to have you let me know that you love me, that you have affection for me. And so what can you do? What can you do to make sure they know that they're loved? Well, call them more often. But don't talk for long periods of time. Just call and say, I just wanted to let you know that I love you. I'm in a terrible hurry right now, but I'm thinking about you, and I love you, and I just wanted to check in. Everything okay? And, you know, just do it quick and do it often. And then that way they'll start to think, well, you know, the person really does love me. She really does care about me. She really is touching base with me. Don't let long periods of time, though, in between, because basically there's a message sometimes behind that whine, that you never call me sort of whine. But basically they're saying, what I want is some attention. I mean, you can sandwich your calls in once in a while between something else. And in fact, in this day and age where you can just turn the phone on and have it on your ear, you can call while you're preparing dinner, or you can call when you're ready to settle down for the evening and just have a brief little quick talk. Take the time to do what's important. You know, parents are important. Children are important. The people we love are important, and we need to take the time for them, because one day they're not going to be there. And one day we're going to wish we had spent the time with them. So say yes to the time, but no to the manipulation. See, I think it's important that before we say yes to someone, we need to know what we want. We need to know what we want from the relationship. We need to know what we want from that time that we're going to spend with them. You're going to make better decisions and take more considered action if you know what you want before you make your decision, before you say yes to the person. So explore creative ways of clarifying what the other person wants from you, and know what you want from them, and know why you're spending that time together, why you're being around the other person. I understand what a lot of people want from me. They want me to help them with their career. They want me to help them get ahead. But I don't understand exactly what those same people are going to give to me. And so while, yes, as a speaker, I do feel obligated to give back in many, many ways, but I don't feel obligated to spend every moment of my spare time with someone that I don't know well, that I feel like they're just trying to take and take and take, and that they don't give. So we have to assume that other people do things for you because they want to do things for you. And you should do things for them because you want to do things for them. And if you have problems that you feel like they're not doing for you because they want to do, but they're doing it out of some sense of obligation, then speak to them about it and say, you know, why are you doing this? Why, what do you want? What do you expect? See, I think we can say just about anything to anyone depending upon the tone of voice that we use when we say it. Be very careful about using a tone of voice that says, I'm inquisitive, not I'm resentful. So stop saying yes to people just because you believe a no will hurt their feelings. Contrary to what you may feel, saying yes to people when you don't want to say yes isn't very thoughtful. It means that you don't think they have enough personal integrity, strength, and intelligence, basically, to manage their own lives. And so you're kind of looking at them as though they're some poor, weak thing that you don't really want to be around, but you're going to take on the burden of being there and caring for them and feeling sorry for them. And I don't think that's very flattering. It's not very thoughtful. I think you need to give people the same respect that you want them to give you. Most people know how to stand on their own 2 feet, and they can face their life directly, so help them develop techniques by saying no. I mean, it's going to pay off for both of you. It's going to make them a stronger person. They're going to go out and be able to do the things that they need to do to take care of themselves, because you've stopped enabling them. You've stopped doing it for them. And so many times we can say no. Let's say somebody comes into your office and they ask you to help them, or you're doing something else when you're busy working and you have deadlines. I mean, you don't have to stop what you're doing and take care of it. You can say to them, if I've got a deadline right now, why don't you ask Susan? I think she might have a little more time. And you redirect them to another place. Or you can say to the person, I'd really love to help you with that, but I don't have that area of expertise. John over in such and so department really knows a lot more about that. I think it'd be a great idea if you ask him. He might be able to help you. So basically what you're doing is you're redirecting people to someone who can help them. Or if you really don't have time, you can say something simply like, I'd love to help you. I'm on deadline. I can't do it. That's simply a no, but you have a good reason. I'm on deadline. I can't do it. I have to get this done. Or how about, have you tried the helpline? Or have you tried the help button on your computer? I mean, there's so many ways we can suggest to someone, you know, could you try this? And if they say, well, that doesn't work, I'm so sorry. Right now, I have to do this. I have to do this. So that you're staying on top of what you have to do. See, you've got to learn to plan the ways to prevent yourself from an unwilling yes. You've got to plan to do the things that you don't want to do. Not to be around the people that you don't want to be around. It doesn't mean you have to drop out of your organization or not go to events. It just means plan how it's going to be. One of the things I've learned to do is to plan not to get there and sit down too early where there's empty chairs on both sides of me where somebody can just park themselves next to me, but to actually plan to get there after a lot of people have been seated so that I can sit next to a person I would like to sit next to. So, you know, look at things you can do to prevent an unwilling yes. Prepare yourself to say no with courtesy and with skill. How do you say no? You say, I'd really love to help you, and right now I'm under deadline. I'd really love to help you. I just don't have that area of expertise. Or if the person is whining about, you never call me, when would be a convenient time to call? I'll certainly try to do that. If that's somebody you love and you want to try to get a hold of them, or just pick up the phone more often and make a quick call. I only have a few seconds, but I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking of you and I really, really love you. I'll call you later. Bye. So just prepare yourself to say no with courtesy and skill and practice your responses ahead of time. You know, so many times people catch us off guard, and if we haven't practiced, well, we just say the wrong thing or we do the wrong thing. Or, you know, one of the things people will say to me, they'll say, do you have any plans for Tuesday night? And I say, yes, I do. I do have plans. Why? What did you have in mind? And they say, well, I was hoping you'd go to the movie with me. Well, if you want to go to the movie with them, you can say, let me see if I can change my other plan. Let me see if I can make that happen. But don't just say, when somebody says, do you have anything on your schedule for Tuesday night? And you say no, and they say, well, I'd like you to go to the movie with me. Well, then you're stuck. You know, what are you going to do? Then you're going to have to say yes, even if you want to say no. See, I say I have plans because I do have plans. Anytime I don't have a plan with someone else, I have a plan with me. I have a plan to stay at home. I have a plan to relax. I have a plan to take a bath, a bubble bath. So just say, well, yes, I do have. What do you have in mind? See, you want to say yes when it helps other people and when you both get what you want. You want to say yes when you want to do something. You want to say yes when it feels right to you. You don't want to say yes and then feel obligated or feel unhappy or feel nasty or feel like it's not what you had in mind to do, and so therefore you're resentful about it. So don't allow other people to use up your precious time just because you haven't learned to say no. Don't allow them to do that. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. And today we've been talking about the fact that no is not a dirty word, and that we should say no when we want to say no. If you would like to hear me talk about any other subjects along the lines of self-help, self-esteem, self-care, self-confidence, please just send me an email, judy@judymoreo.com, and I spell my name with an I, J-U-D-I@judymoreo, judy@judymoreo.com. So just send me an email and let me know what question you have or what you'd like to talk about, what you'd like to hear on my program, who you'd like to hear in the interview, because this show is about you. This show is about helping you to make the choices in your life that you want to make in order for you to have a better life. And so if you want to contact me, you can do that at judy@judymoreo.com. Be sure to like me on Facebook and keep in touch with me on Twitter. And go to my website, judymoreo.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. You'll get the newsletter regularly. I send it out once a month, and it covers all kinds of self-help subjects such as self-confidence, believing in yourself, how to make your life work, how to visualize the things that you want and make them come your way. So, you know, there's so many things that are covered in my newsletter and in my books that I think will really help you to have an even better life than you already have right now. So just go over to judymoreo.com and sign up for the newsletter. Also, check out choicesonlinemedia.com. Choicesonlinemedia.com. There you'll not only find links to the radio show, you'll also find links to our magazine. We put out a magazine 4 times a year with some fabulous writers that write incredible, incredible articles. And last month was on relationships. This month's new magazine, which will be coming out very quickly, is about happiness, how to be happy, how to stay happy. And the one coming in a couple months is on work-life balance. And these are all things that will help us to improve our lives, to make our lives better. So go to choicesonlinemedia.com and, you know, sign up to receive the magazine on a regular basis as well. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Keep in touch with me. Let me know how you are. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you want. This is Judy Moreo, and this is Choices. Thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate you spending your time with me. And please tell other people about my program. And if you're interested in having me come to speak in your particular area, let me know. Because I speak all over the country, and if I'm in your area, I'd certainly like to speak to your organization. So send me the names of those organizations or companies that might need a positive mental attitude speaker. Thank you, and good day. Last thing, remember, always remember, you are more than enough.